Hi, I'm Patty Moore, and this is my podcast series, The Mission Strategist. The Medicare Hospice Benefit has defined how hospices do business for the past 33 years. It was written as a disruptive innovation to the standard Medicare offerings in order to provide a unique way of caring for dying people and their loved ones. But that was 1982, and it's now 2015, and much has changed in our society and in healthcare. In my work with hospices across the country, I see programs fighting for their lives to live within the confines of the Medicare hospice benefit. They're cutting back on services, eliminating staff, and focusing more on rules and regulations rather than what patients and families might actually need or want from a hospice. Most hospice programs in the U.S. are 95% funded by Medicare and Medicaid dollars. As those dollars continue to shrink, so shrink the hospices that depend on government for their existence. I would like to challenge you to think beyond the basics. My husband has been in higher education his entire professional career, and he said something recently that was like a light bulb going off for me. He said that state universities, like the one that he and I are so proud of, the University of Florida, were once state-funded institutions. Now they are simply state-supported, and philanthropy provides the extra over-the-top quality education demanded by the students who attend the university. Not-for-profit hospices must begin to think in that way as well. Not-for-profit community-based hospices have the opportunity to ask their neighbors what they want, and if it is indeed beyond the basics of what the Medicare hospice benefit allows, then the community should decide if they want to contribute to that over-the-top quality care they desire. So rather than shrinking your hospice to meet the government's definition of what hospice should be, I say ask your community what they want and what they are willing to invest in, and then provide that. Now is the time to create the next curve of what not-for-profit community-based programs can do for their constituents. Provide what Medicare hospice benefit offers and do more for the people you serve by creating the types of care that matter to your customers and then align philanthropic dollars with those needs. You create your future. Don't wait for someone else to do it for you. Thanks for listening. This has been my podcast series, The Mission Strategist. For more information, please visit my website at thewatershedgroup.com.